This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. For those of you who are already catalog shopping for new vegetable varieties for planting this coming spring, we've some information for you that will be of interest. Ward Upham is along with us once again, horticulturist, K-State Research and Extension. And what we're tapping into this time, Ward, is selections out of the All-American ratings of, in our case today, vegetables. Give us some background on this recognition program, if you would.
So the All-America selections, they have trial gardens all across the United States where they have a number of different submissions they look at, and they choose those which do well nationally, but also regionally. And so there may be some that do not make it all the way across the nation, but are fine for a certain region.
And what we'll talk about today are materials that will thrive quite well in Kansas.
Yeah, all of those that were mentioned today will do well for us.
There is a pepper, there is a melon, and several tomatoes in this lineup, you say.
That's right. So the melon is a little bit different than what we're used to. It's not a musk melon. This is an Asian melon out of South Korea. It may be look a little different than what you're used to. It's kind of a cream colored with some green markings, but it does have orange flesh, and that flesh is very, very sweet. And so it's kind of something that you may want to try just to have something different, but it is a high quality melon. They aren't all that big. They're only about 5 inches oval, so it's kind of a personal size melon.
And the name again was?
Melon is called the Silver Wave Orange.
Now, about the pepper in this lineup here, and there's so much interest in peppers for a whole host of reasons, but what's this?
So this is what's called a snacking pepper. Now, we've had snacking peppers for some time. One that I've grown for years is one called Yum Yum. Now, this one is called Just Sweet. It's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past in that it has thicker walls and also has 4 points on the bottom of the fruit. Usually, these snacking peppers just have one, but it's a sweet pepper. It's not hot. And so you can just eat it right out of the garden, or you can dip it in whatever you want to. Very good sweetness, good pepper flavor.
In the terms of its size and such, like a jalapeno as opposed to a bell pepper.
That's right. So it's about 3 inches. Yeah, about a 3-inch fruit.
The tomatoes, there are three in the All-American category here. Give us the word on what's called Firefly.
Yeah, Firefly is a little bit different size than what we're used to. This isn't quite as big as a cherry tomato, just a little bit smaller than a cherry tomato. And it's almost so light yellow, it's white. But it's a very sweet, has a little bit of acid in it, but a very sweet tomato. Really does well in the taste tests. And so it may be one you want to try for that reason.
And there are two more in the lineup. What are they about?
So Red Torch is a striped oblong tomato. Now, it's small, only 1.5-inch long fruits. But again, it has that good tomato flavor and still has some sweetness in it. So its claim to fame is it's a striped oblong tomato, but does have good qualities.
It's about the striping.
Yes, it is.
What's the other one? You say it is a quite sweet tomato as well.
Yeah, that one is Tomato Sparky, and it is one that is a cherry tomato, and it has very sweet fruits. They measure how sweet something is by a Brix scale. This is a Brix rating of 8.5, which is extremely high for tomatoes. So this is going to be a cherry tomato, very sweet. I've grown Sun Sugar, which is another very sweet tomato, for years. This is the one I'm going to grow in order to compare to it. It's a red. And so I think it's going to be a good one, but we'll see. Well, I'll grow them both this year and see how it compares.
So vegetable gardeners, if you're looking for some new entries into your production, these new melons or the new pepper or any of the three or all of the three new tomato lines deemed All-Americans in this year's rankings. And odds are there's some sort of online site that one can go to that they can see them for themselves.
That's right. Go to allamericaselections.org and you can see photos of them so you have an idea of what they look like and a more detailed description.
Ward, as always, thank you for coming over.
You bet.
Our guest has been Ward Upham, horticulturist with Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.